Now, when you finished high school, did you go on for schooling after high school?
I never did because I got into milling machines and I was going to start in UVM, but never did.
Did you always assume growing up that you would end up kind of doing what your father had done? I mean, you obviously had the kind of mind for it.
Yeah, that's why we built here. I thought at that time I thought the mill would be gone forever,
Yeah. So
and
your father continued, though, through his later years to continue to build and to do, yeah. So he sounds like it's in the genes then, this mechanical mind.
And he went to he on that business he was building that heat pump. He went to colleges all around Norwich and UVM and to figure on things. And the professors there said that they couldn't believe that he never went beyond first grade. He could do better figuring than some of their graduates could do. He was good at figuring.
Do you remember him studying at home, or did he just do everything on his feet? He was just.
He never really studied at home. He just knew how to do things.
What do you think he was most proud of all the inventions that he created? What would you say were his proudest pieces of work?
Those were automatic machines he made up for making these were pretty darn good. But when I got to where they would sell the sets from Japan for less than we paid for just buying the lumber, there wasn't any chance of putting any work on that. I don't know how they got the lumber either, because it seemed to like they had to buy the lumber from the States to make them, but they could still send stuff back here cheaper than we could buy the lumber.
Where were you buying the lumber from?
All locally, a lot of local wood lots around. Of course, Wayne Burt had a lot of wood lots himself. Adams has had a lot of wood lots themselves, so they got a lot of their own lumber. But we bought it from all the little wood lots around.
Is there a particular type of wood that you used?
Was always most always a beech.
And why beech?
That was the best to work with. The others, the knives wouldn't stand up too long on it, like maple and walnut and all that. The knives would get dull quicker on them than it would with beech. So we got some maple, but mostly all beech.
So I heard a story about, and I guess this must have been your father, about them lowering your father, holding him by his ankles and lowering him down into some type of pit where he would fix. Does this ring a bell? He might have been fixing something and they had to lower him by his ankles.
Can't remember that. No.
Okay.
They had a water wheel that was down that had to be fixed occasionally. That might have been one of the things. Yeah, that was in the other side.
A water well.
They had a pipe from up above the dam there. The water came down through and ran a water wheel down there that would run the machinery. And our part was all electric. And during the war, we had to get a generator. And that was a great big generator, big great big diesel engine. And we had to hook that up and so we got our own power from that generator because they didn't have it on the town.